February 16th, 2006.
The Hook Show.
The Hook Show. Yarg. I'm a pirate. Yarg.
Hookshow.blogspot.com.
Hookshow.blogspot.com, and you can email me hookshowplusdan@gmail.com. And today I'm going to tell you about some of the things that happened on Valentine's. Along with, I went to our podcast MN meetup over in the Kitty Cat Club, and I met up with Joel Anderson, and I'll tell you about him in a little bit. But basically, on Valentine's Day, I got a bunch of flowers and a card and some chocolates to impress my wife with, and then before she got home, I went and cut out a bunch of little hearts and decorated those and had little sweet nothings on them. She was fairly impressed and surprised by all that, and she made ribs for me on actually Valentine's night, so that was pretty cool. But the thing that did kind of interrupt us on that night was we actually had to go to the airport to pick up my parents at about 7:30, so that kind of ruined part of our night. But my wife was like really hard set on wanting to go to a movie, and she apparently heard about a lot of reviews about the Brokeback Mountain movie. Yeah, it was okay, it was a pretty good love story, but not exactly the best idea for Valentine's Day, since it does have a lot of, let's just go blatant, it was a gay romance. And not exactly appropriate, if you will, for a heterosexual couple on Valentine's Day to kind of think about what's going on in the movie more than what you would like to, you know, have yourself. But we actually took our baby to the movie too. She kind of liked watching it for a little bit, and then during the questionable parts that they had in it, there's only a couple of those, we covered her up. But she enjoyed the movie. We gave her some popcorn. I don't think she's really had popcorn before. She really enjoyed that. Then she went to sleep by the end of the movie, which was always good. But now I'm going to tell you about Joel Anderson, who I met up at our podcast MN meetup at the Kitty Cat Club. He does the Klingon Word from the Word podcast. I've only listened to it once, and I'm not that big into Star Trek enough to actually get into it. But apparently he takes a Klingon version of the Bible, and then he tries to teach a lesson from it as to how you would teach Christianity to a Klingon. Kind of a neat little thing. And then he does Programming in Tongues on that podcast. Sci-fi and fantasy languages mixing with computers. It's just, I don't know exactly how to understand that one. But it's part of the Universal Translator Project. So it's kind of a neat little one. He's also done some things with readings for the Verbum Domini. It's daily scripture readings from the Roman Catholic. Pretty good. Chatting with him. And I have some promos for his podcast at the end. So make sure you check those out. Talk to you later. See you next week.
Yes, I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm it, I guess. I haven't seen anybody else.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah,
so.
That's the problem with something where you're not seen.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Joel. I'm Klingon Word.
Okay.
And you're?
Dan Hook from The Hook Show.
Okay. Yeah, this happened one other time when we were at the other place in the town hall. A lot of people didn't show up, and there weren't that many people I knew. I knew a couple people, but the ones I knew hadn't shown up. And then, like, a couple times ago, I said, oh, yeah, we should have some kind of, like, sign, iPod, I mean, or something. Or, you know.
From the emails that were sent out, it sounded like a couple of different people were coming out.
Yeah, and so. I thought Johnny B was going to be, he usually brings a Mac, and so I was wandering around looking for him. I should have said something to you sooner, because I'm just going to sit here, I'm going to drink my beer, and nobody shows up, I'm going to go home.
Yeah. I met up with Garrick when he did the thing over at Acadia.
Oh, okay.
I recorded some of that.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't see him. I mean, yeah, there were a number of people who said they weren't going to make it, but I thought there would be somebody. I mean, I thought that Alyssa from Creat was going to be here. And so are you in music? What was your format? Or?
Basically just recording conversations.
Okay.
And then kind of cutting it from there.
Oh, you're doing it now. Okay.
mics were more visible, because the last time I just had it right in my shirt.
Taking away my own security here.
And then I'd go off of an iRiver.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just hearing somebody. There's a podcast, Catholic Insiders, when it was started. They were just talking about using iRivers. Somebody went through this whole complicated series of how you do this.
It's not as intuitive as you'd want it to be, but it worked.
I've mostly just used a PC and a microphone and Audacity and stuff. Although I played a little with something called Cast Blaster. It's pretty cool. I don't know, I mean, because Father Roderick has gone to something called the Daily Breakfast, and he does it on a daily basis. And because what he's done before is this kind of thing with doing sound seeing tours and something really neat. When the Pope was dying last year, he was visiting Rome and stuff, and it was really cool because it was like on the street, he's talking to people, and you know, you'd hear traffic going by. It was like a little mini disc player for his recording. But no, that was pretty neat. You know, to listen to that and hear that and stuff. So he does a lot of production. He's very good. But then he started using Cast Blaster, and Cast Blaster is like having a radio station because you can load up all your sound and all your snippets, and you record. It's not all the production stuff because you can just do it pretty seamlessly, you know, live.
I'm not that fluid with it. It was at the Audition, I used that one, and then Audacity at times, you know, just those multi-track ones. And then I just cut a bunch of audio and go from there. Because I feel more comfortable talking to people in a conversation. In front of when I see the waveform moving, I get so nervous.
The Klingon word thing, I mean, I write basically a page of text, and I read it. And then I do some, you know, mixing and stuff, and I'll fill over the sound. But the other thing, I do a thing called programming in tongues, where I talk about using alien languages and computers and stuff. And that one I'll put a song in. Actually, I may be getting some audio from a science fiction writer answering some questions, and then I'll have to cut that into an interview, so I'll record it so it sounds like an interview. But no, I had a lot of trouble because of the analog mic that I was using. I was about my wiring in my house. I was starting to get all this and all this noise. I finally got a USB mic, and for some reason the USB mic works fine, but the waveforms were this little line. I amplified it. It worked. I mean, it sounded okay when I amplified it, but I couldn't use Cast Blaster because Cast Blaster was like not picking up the sound at all.
Oh.
And I don't know if there's something physically wrong with it or what happened, but all of a sudden it started working. It works fine now, so I may switch to using Cast Blaster for like some of the things like programming a tongue. It's kind of neat because, like, I mean, I could use it pretty easily for the Klingon word. I have an intro track and an outro track and a background sound that I use. So I play the intro, read my text, play the out. I mean, I could do it pretty quickly. We'll see.
Yeah, I've just done probably about a half a dozen myself.
So do you have a domain?
I just do a Blogspot right now.
Yeah, I mean, I've done a Blogspot for both of my things. What I do is I have personal domains that I stick it. It's called stealth forwarding, so I hide it on myself. And actually what I did on top of that was I work at the U, and I have a certain amount of web space. I had been putting all my audio there, but I kind of run out of room. I started putting it on archive.org.
Yeah, it's where I do most of my hosting through right now.
Which I haven't had any trouble with it. It's not like, I mean, I'm not a high demand. Maybe it'll change, so it'll be harder to do that. That seems to work pretty well. I mean, I'm not making money, and I don't want to spend money. I mean, if I can do it, I take more pride in doing it as cheaply as I can. Having to buy a second microphone was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
How much is the iRiver? Was that something you had already?
I had that one already, yeah. I got it on sale over at Circuit City.
Because I thought, it'd be neat not to be tied to the computer, you know. It would be interesting to have the ability to be untethered. I've got in the Godcasting sphere, which I'm in, this one guy who has been doing like New Testament. He did the whole King James New Testament last year, daily readings. And this year he got the rights to use a different, more modern translation. And so he does this daily. I mean, that's like 365 days of recording to do that. And I know that he uses an iRiver or something so that he can just, you know, wherever he is, you can just, you know, read a few minutes, you know, to create the tracks, because he's got to, you know, do a lot of recording.
Yeah.
Another guy I know does something called Verbum Domini, and that's like the daily readings of the Catholic Church that he reads. And I do a week. In fact, this week it's my voice is reading it. But that's, again, it's like, you know, it's every day of the year that you have to do a recording. So, you know, I could see it'd be kind of nice to have something that I could just carry around and just, you know, whenever in a moment, just record something and then, you know, drop into Audacity when I got home and clean it up and, you know, cut the extra stuff off. But it's kind of cool, just whether one has much of an audience or not. It's kind of cool to know how it works, to be able to tell them.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot going on.
It becomes kind of a creative outlet for that.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And I've gotten some press. I mean, because it's weird enough to be doing Klingon Bible reading and stuff, so that whenever the Godcasting stuff hits the news, and I've gotten actually a few good places. New York Daily News called me a linguist.
Okay.
They're not exactly the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
It was still stuff. I'd say good meeting you. Wander on home out into the snow, see what's going on. Plug my iPod back into my ears.
Nice meeting you.
See y'all online or in the pod sphere or whatever.
If you wanted to check out mine, it's hookshow.blogspot.com or
okay.
On podcast.mn.
Jocha es och mu'a'e. Why do you think they call it the sword of the Lord?
The scriptures, seen through the lens of the Klingon language version of the Bible. www.klingonword.org. A Klingon Word is part of the Godcast Network. Find the Klingon Word podcast and more at godcast.org.
If you don't know what R2-D2 just said, you should check out Programming in Tongues, a new podcast from the Universal Translator Assistant Project. You'll find it at xenolang.mrklingon.org. Maybe it's time to find out the right way to say, "Have a nice day," to a Klingon.